Malachim Beis Parachof, Pasuk Yud Beis. Now, Chizkiyah makes one of the biggest mistakes of his life and career. After he has been saved from his personal illness, after Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash have been saved from the huge threat of Ashur, the Lashon is used. I don't recall whether it's in the upcoming Psukim or whether it's in Divrei Yamim or just the Chazal. Kigova libo. Chizkiyah's attitude is going to change a bit. His heart is going to be puffed up. He's going to get a little overconfident. And he's going to make an enormous mistake. All at once, this mistake is a political error, a national error, an error of faith, an error of religious observance. Everything about this story is wrong. And that's why it has in it the seeds of the Churban, that such a thing could happen. So, we learn, boys, hahi, at this time, Shalach birodach bal adon, ben bal adon, melech bavel sefarim. At this time, some of the mefarshim say, because nobody had ever recovered from such an illness before, at this time, because of the epic salvation of Klal Yisrael from Ashur, a global power up until this very point. At this time, when Chizkiyah helped cause the miracle of the sun reversing direction, the Medrash tells a story that Barodach Bal Adon took a nap in the middle of the day to wake up in the afternoon, and that day when he got up, he found the sun was shining on the wrong side of the sky from the east. He thought he slept through the afternoon and the whole night. He was going to literally kill his servants for letting him oversleep, and they said, the sun's been going backwards today. So, this is the king of Bavel. His name is Barodach Bal Adon, the son of Bal Adon, and he sent messages and umincha, gifts, presents, El Chizkiyahu, to Chizkiyah. Because he had heard that Chizkiyah had been ill. So Chizkiyah is going to be very enthusiastic. Now at this time, Bavel is a minor league power, a small power, under the not thumb necessarily, but certainly influence of Ashur. Many say he's a vassal to the king of Ashur, and he would have liked to resist Assyria, get his sovereignty as Chizkiyah had. So he's very interested in what had happened in Malchus Yehuda. He would like to know, what's the recipe for a successful rebellion against Ashur and independence? Oh, how sweet! Chizkiyah said, we had the American Revolution. So now you French want to have a revolution? We'll show you how. We'll give you the recipe. Yudgimel v'yishma aleihem Chizkiyahu. So Chizkiyah listened to them. He received the envoys from Bavel, this little backwater power. Vayar eim eskol beis nechoso. And he showed them all that was in his storehouses, his whole treasure house. Is the technical translation of Beis Nechoso. Rashi says, Beis Ginzei V'samav, Nechosu Tzeriva Lot, back in the story of Yosef. The storage houses full of spices that we are going to see. But some say it meant his secret treasures, his armory. He's going to have people wait on them, including his own wife. The queen is going to wait your table. Nice. And what did he show him that was in the treasure houses, in the storehouses? We didn't even get to the Beis HaMikdash yet, but that's coming. Es HaKesef, the silver, Es HaZohav, and the gold. Es HaBesamim, Rashi led off with those. The spices. And the Es Shemen HaTov, the fine quality olive oil. Es Beis Kelav, his weaponry, his armory. Ve'is kol asher nimtza ba'utzrosav, and everything that was to be found in his treasures and his treasure houses. Lo haya davar asher lo her am Chizkiyahu beveso uvechol memshalto. There was nothing that Chizkiyah left out of the tour to show these Babylonians in his palace and in all of his area where he reigned. Now, of course, what this also means, all of this talk of treasures, is that he showed them into the Beis HaMikdash as well. He took these non-Jews, he brought them into the Beis HaMikdash, brought them into the Heichal, brought them into the Kodesh Kodashim, opened up the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark, which had never been opened since the time it was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, unless you include the story of the people of Beit Shemesh, who died in a huge plague for dancing around when it was brought back from the Plishtim. Showed them the Luchos and said to them, with these we go into battle and we are victorious. Now Chizkiyah had the best of intentions, so he is not struck dead on the spot. He is enthusiastic that non-Jews, pagans, are showing interest in Hashem's miracles. So he violated propriety and halacha by showing him everything. Kol beis chemdaso, the Radak says, everything nechemadim to him. But this is too far. A bridge too far for Chizkiyah. Carried away. He's positive, yes. Positive is good. But when you don't hide anything, you invite the Ayin Hara, as Chazal always tell us. There are things that are meant to be concealed. As I heard at a funeral once, talking about social media, a rabbi I respect very much, he said, not everybody needs to know everything all of the time. And Chizkiyah showed everything to Bavel of all people, of all nations. We'll see if if a chill goes up your spine at that thought. It should, because we know Bavel's coming back with weapons when the time comes.